Sorry. I was upset and I talked too much.
Don't say that.
Thank you so much. Truthfully, Terdad's father is insisting on meeting you and speeding up the marriage. You know his leave from work is finally coming to an end. And he needs to go back to his job. I told him he should talk to Sara's father first. But he believes that we women have the final say in these matters, so we should talk and get it over with among ourselves. That's actually why I came here today, to both congratulate you on opening the new branch, and also set a time to talk to you about their marriage.
Please feel free to come any time you like.
I checked the calendar. The last Wednesday of this month is a holiday. Let me try to find it. I know you're busy, but I think the restaurant is closed in the afternoon, so if you don't mind, we'll come in the afternoon.
Of course it's okay. We'll be honored to host you.
No!
You stepped out of line again, you...
Take it easy, Mr. Manoucher!
Shut your mouth!
I didn't say anything! I just went there and asked them to check the books and give me my money.
Oh yeah, like hell! And you couldn't speak to her in a polite way? Who do you think you are? And what, are you gonna go to the market now and tell them not to sell us any goods anymore?
Mr. Manoucher, we're making a scene. Now let me go.
You miserable fool! If I tell Mr. Oligan what you've done, you'll be thrown out into the street and no one will talk to you again!
Okay. I know that I was wrong. Just please don't say anything to Mr. Alimagan.
Now you listen to me carefully. You are gonna go down to that other restaurant, and you're gonna see Mrs. Kirka, my sister, and tell her that Mr. Alligam has sent you there to apologize to her and ask for her forgiveness. Do you understand me? Or I will deal with you personally.
Okay, fine.
You will go there and you will make a sincere apology. You do know how to apologize, don't you?
Yes. Now what should I do with the supplies?
If I hear that Mrs. Kirka has truly accepted your sincere apology, then you can come back.
All right.
Otherwise, don't you dare show your face here!
All right, just let me go!
Go, get lost!
Hello? Hamid. I can't talk right now, I'm driving. I'll call you back later.
If it's okay with you, I'll tell Tirdad's father to give Mr. Alimagam a call and ask him for his permission. As a show of respect.
No, there's no need. I'll do it myself. If you'll excuse me, I'll be right back.
I just want to see her for a moment, Musa. It's all right. A minute. Hello, ma'am.
I gave your check to Mr. Abdi. Sign the receipt, take your check, and leave immediately.
But I'm here for something else, ma'am.
What for?
Well, about the things that I said. I wanted to apologize to you, ma'am. I want to apologize for behaving like a spoiled brat.
You just wanted your money, I understand.
Mr. Ali Magam told me to come here and to apologize to you, ma'am. But I want to tell you something more. I was very upset, ma'am. I behaved like a jerk, ma'am, and I can never forget that you helped me when I was unemployed, ma'am, and I just wanted to, well, to apologize. I'm sorry.
What did you say? Who sent you here to tell me all of this?
See, that didn't take so long.
Hurry. Parviz, hurry up. It's getting late. And where the hell is Mansouri? He's not here.
Okay, sir. Everything is ready in the hall. Don't worry.
I'll come and check it to make sure. Go and
okay,
get ready.
Sir. No
Go
problem.
On. Hurry up! Parviz.
Yes, sir?
Leave the bowl of olives in the center right there.
Yes, sir.
And put those spoons over there beside the plates. Oh, Hussein, okay. Have you made tea?
Yes, sir. It'll be ready in no time.
When it's ready, send a cup of it to the manager's office.
Yes, sir.
What is this? Why is it here?
The other flowers had withered, sir. So I took them away. I like these, so I put it here to take home with me tonight.
Well, this one belongs somewhere else.
Mr. Akbar, should I make the eggplant dip, or will you do it yourself?
Excuse me, but from now on, please knock before entering the manager's office.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry.
Prepare the eggplants. I'll be right there.
Okay, sir.
Oh, hello, boss. How are you doing?
Where have you been?
I just went out to get some newspapers. Nothing much. How are you doing?
Not bad. Anything new?
Nothing much.
What kind of uncle are you?
I'm a one-of-a-kind kind of uncle. I talked to them this morning, with all four of them.
Okay, so tell me, why didn't they come for the opening ceremony?
They came, but they couldn't come in, so they just left and went home.
I see. Well, keep an eye on the hall. I'll go to the kitchen and see what's going on.
Hello?
Where have you been? Why are you here so late?
I swear, I tried my best to be here on time. The market was so crowded.
Well, that's a bad excuse.
You weren't there to see it, sir. There were two workers going at each other with knives. It was shocking.
We'll have to serve lunch. Customers will swarm in soon.
I know, sir.
Well, go get the supplies to the kitchen. Hurry up!
Excuse me, Mrs. Kirka. We didn't ask for a delivery bike, you know, did we?
No, we didn't. We don't need one.
You see, I told you. You made a big mistake. Go to the restaurant across the street.
Are they different from each other?
Of course they are.
Then why do they have the same names?
Soon that restaurant will change its name to put an end to these mistakes.
Was she talking to me?
Is there something burning?
Is something wrong, sir?
No, no. It's fine. It's fine.
Are you okay, sir?
Yes, I'm fine.
What's wrong? Why is he so upset?
I have no idea.
Come on. You have to go there for the interview.
Excuse me, are you here for the ad?
Yes.
Well, come in, come in.
Go.
Hello.
Do have a helmet and a driver's license, and I've got your phone number and your address.
Sure, I have everything needed.
Okay then, so come and give me a ride and show me how you drive. We'll check the rest later. Monacher, stay here for a couple of hours. I have somewhere to go.
Well then, in that case, I can drop by Mina's restaurant for a minute or two. The kids aren't there and she might need some help. You know how it is.
Monacher. Don't leave this restaurant alone.
No, don't worry. I'll be back in no time. Rustam, keep an eye on everything while I'm gone, okay? When will you be back?
I don't know.
Don't take too long.
Okay. Well, let's go. Hurry up.
Okay. Bye.
Don't go too fast, okay? Don't go too fast, okay?
Rest assured, sir.
You know, for once, the both of you should stop behaving like children. You should both act your age.
Manuche. Did you tell Akbar what Mansouri told me by any chance?
Yes. He's your husband, after all. Why, did something happen?
He came here and he apologized to me.
Well, you know, if I hadn't stopped him, Akbar would have killed him.
Seriously?
Really? And I didn't even tell you the whole story. Otherwise, Mansouri would have come here and apologized to you in a wheelchair. He did apologize, didn't he?
He did. Manuche, let's go to the other restaurant. I want to talk to Akbar right now.
Akbar is out. But he'll be back shortly. Okay. Come on, let's go look at the restaurant.
Let's do it later. I'll go when he's there. Forget it.
What do you mean by saying forget it? I have to reconcile the two of you today, you know.
We aren't kids. We don't need your help for reconciliation.
Please, let's go. It's a good opportunity. You know it is.
Please, just forget what I said.
For my sake, please?
Manager, stop begging me.
Well, I'm gonna go to the other restaurant, and I'll wait for you there.
Damn it. Where is everyone?
Who's everyone? Excuse me. Can I ask you who you are? Who do you want to see?
And who are you?
I'm in charge of this restaurant security.
Well, then shouldn't you be at the door? Who hired you? Mr. Akbar or Human?
Mr. Ali Magam. I'm sorry, but you didn't say who you wanted to see here.
From now on, when I'm about to talk on the phone, stand aside and shut your mouth. Until I'm done talking.
Oh.
Understood?
Uh-huh. I see.
Gather all the workers. I want to talk to them.
Okay.
I don't know whether he's seen the flower vase I sent him yesterday or not. He must have seen it. Akbar knows those flowers are my favorite. Perhaps that's the reason he gave Mansouri a piece of his mind. I don't know what Akbar told Mansouri to make him come here and apologize, but I know that I've always loved his sense of duty and honesty. What he did today showed that the distance between us is not as great as others think. Perhaps now is the time to swallow our pride and stubbornness. The further we get from each other, the more stranger we become. Perhaps it's time to put an end to it.
I always ask myself, what goes on in each of these homes? Which family is happy? Are they having wedding receptions or funerals? Let's make believe, Saman.
She's in love with her fiancé.
Buon compleanno in Italian means happy birthday, my darling.
Oh, wow.
She wants to become rich.
I want you to work for me. My jobs are bigger than Tamina's, with more money.
Exactly how much more?
Enough for you to buy yourself a new car or a nice big new house.
But she's involved with a gang of professional drug dealers.
I'll put my bag here and leave. I'm going to see a game. You can take my bag, and then you gotta leave.
I wanted to help you realize your dream. I've been your friend, can't you see that? Trying to help you make more money so some of your problems could be solved.
This right here is like a safety box. Don't you worry. You just keep your eyes peeled, hmm?
Will she be able to reach her dreams?
It's called immigration.
You're not traveling to another city. You think they'll roll out the red carpet for you? They'll make you work your hands to the bone. You either need to have some skill or be a genius or rich. Which one are you?
Do you seriously think your husband is a businessman? I'm one of his best drug dealers. Now call the police. So they'll come and take all of us to prison. That big job you were talking about. What happened?
Are you in?
Yes.
Leaden Stars on iFilm.
How many are you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Excuse me, ma'am. We have to keep an eye on the food or it's going to burn.
My job is more important. You'd better tilt your hat a little.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes.
What's going on in here?
It's a meeting to get to know everyone here. Mr. Manoucher, you can come in as well.
Look, madam, you weren't supposed to come in here again, right?
Who? Me?
Of course. Yes, you. Didn't Mr. Homan tell you that Akbar doesn't like anyone going into his office without his permission?
Homan wouldn't dare. It's not even his restaurant.
Miss Marilla, if Akbar comes back now and sees what you're doing right here, he'll get really, really mad.
What are you doing here? What's your job? Everyone should have some kind of responsibility here, right?
Me? I'm in charge of everything here. I am just wondering who you are to come into this restaurant and interrupt the kitchen workers.
Once Mr. Akbar is back, I'll show you who I am and what I do here.
It's beautiful.
Then I won't explain anything to you. Listen to me carefully.
Rustam, where are you?
Yes, sir.
Come here for a second.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Passing through. Excuse me, Mr. Essie. Yes.
What the hell are you doing? You were in charge of restaurant security. I was only away for two minutes.
Well, I just asked her who she was, didn't I? Didn't I, ma'am?
I'm not talking to anybody until Akbar gets back.
That's Mr. Akbar to you.
Whatever.
Get down here already.
Okay. Well, hello, Mr. Homan. Come here and see what mess you've done now. If Akbar comes back, he'll kill us all.
Cousin, you weren't supposed to come here for a while. Remember we discussed this?
What are you talking about? What is he talking about? Why wasn't I supposed to come
here?
You
are completely useless.
Control yourself, Akram. Don't lose your temper, honey. Listen, cousin, you don't seem to understand. You weren't supposed to come to this restaurant in the near future. What do you think you're doing?
Keep your voice down.
What did you say? What did you say to my husband in my brother's restaurant?
This is my restaurant. I talk and act as I please in my own restaurant.
Here comes the boss.
What on earth is going on here? Why do you keep saying my restaurant?
Well, sister, please wait outside for 2 minutes. I'll be with you in no time, okay?
Be quiet.
It's your fault. It's all your fault. If you'd stayed at home with your children, this old hag wouldn't be here now. She has no right to be here.
Am I to blame that she's found her way into such a pretty restaurant? Or your husband who's always dreamed of having such a pretty restaurant, huh?
My husband is helping out your husband. You should be grateful.
I don't want him to. Stop it, you two. You're giving me a headache. Stop bickering.
Minu, please, don't get involved in this mess. Akbar will sort it out as soon as he arrives.
Just be quiet! Wait. Who let you come into our restaurant? Get out! I said get out!
She's such a cheeky girl.
Really? Our restaurant? Let me try another method to make you understand. Don't ever say those words again. Don't you dare even put yourself in the same league with us. Oh, just piss off. Don't ever.
You watch your tongue.
Tell me. What exactly do you want from my brother?
Who do you mean? Me or her?
You. No, her. Both of you. Why don't you both leave the poor man alone already?
What's our private life got to do with you?
She's right. What's that got to do with
you? It's got nothing to do with you either.
What?
She's right. Keep quiet. Minu, how can my brother finally make you understand that he doesn't want to live with you anymore? Why is it so hard for you to get the message?
He doesn't, eh? Do you speak for him now? If he doesn't want to, he should tell me himself.
You know he'd say the same if he were here. Leave the poor man alone. Get off his back.
Human?
Yes?
Are you so scared of your wife that you can't even stop her?
Human?
Who am I supposed to answer? Cousin, stop it. Akram, stop it. Excuse me, Miss Minu, but stop it.
Be quiet.
Listen to me. Go play your dirty tricks on someone else. What a stupid old hag. Just look at you.
You mean me, don't you? Excuse me, hold on a second.
No! Use something else! Not with that!
Hello, brother.
What are you doing in my restaurant? Are you trying to make trouble? Well, don't bother. Your tricks won't be able to shut down this restaurant.
No, Akbar.
Get out.
Shoes?
What's wrong, Farhad?
Breaking news. Mom and Dad are going to court to get divorced. It's officially over.
Huh?
Don't joke, Farhad. Who did you hear it from?
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Impossible! They have to file their suit first, I'm sure of it.
They already have.
Oh, dear.
No. It'll take some time, a very long time.
Everything has already been done. They're already at the final stage.
What does he mean?
Yeah, come in.
It means... it's the end.
Sarah and Said are here as well.
Did you ask them to come?
Of course. I asked them to come over and see what we can all do.
We had many things in our family, but never a divorce. Who'd believe this about Akbar and Minu?
Hello.
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 Hello, dear.
Is it really over?
Yeah, over nothing at all.
Please don't get upset. Calm down.
So our parents are really getting divorced? Seriously?
Where's your uncle?
He went to see Miss Samira. He said she might be able to persuade Mom to get off her high horse.
I don't know. When two mature people decide to go their separate ways, what do you expect me to do?
I know that you have some contacts in court, Miss Samira. Tell them not to make the divorce official, to put a legal obstacle in their path.
I can't. They're getting divorced on mutual agreement.
I've heard that it can be done.
Let's go. It's late.
Well, let's go. I'm ready.
All right.
At least tell me where I can put these flowers for you, Miss Samira.
Why do you keep buying flowers in this situation? Why do you buy them? They'll wither here. Take them home. Let's go.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you something.
Ask me another time, I'm late.
Just listen to me. If I say something out of line, tell me and I'm off, okay?
Go on.
I'm sure that you'll agree that a couple, a woman and a man, should always understand one another. This is the way of the world.
Why talk about this with me?
Well, to be in synchronization with one another and to be able to think of a good solution.
Be in sync on what?
Well, to work out a way by which we can stop Akbar and Minu from getting a divorce. We two, we happen to be the intellectuals of our family, so I thought that...
All right. You may leave. I'll call Minu. Leave now, please. Please do.
Okay.
Goodbye. Go. Let's go.
As I was walking in the beautiful streets of the city, I think of you, my dove.
They're going to court tomorrow, you know.
What do you think will happen if my brother suddenly has a change of heart?
No way, he won't.
Akbar is very kind-hearted.
Too late. No one can talk them out of it now. Akbar is ours now. He's so angry and nothing can stop him. He's going to go all the way.
I'm sure once the judge starts talking, it will have a strong effect. Akbar will back off. I wish I knew what Minu's thinking about.
Divorce! All she wants is a divorce. She's the owner of all their properties. Why would she want to stay married? They're both hell-bent on getting divorced. Nothing is going to change this. Absolutely nothing.
It's her fault. I guess if she'd minded her own business and lived her life peacefully and privately, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, you know as well as I that she wouldn't have been Minu if she minded her own business. Don't be offended, but your brother always liked having a strong and defiant wife. Don't you remember? He used to absolutely adore that woman.
I remember, and now he has to pay for it.
Akram, you know I'm on your side. We don't need those kinds of women in our family. She might have bad influence on the others.
If you were really on my side, you wouldn't have made Marilla a partner in the restaurant.
Thank you very much. What did I do wrong? I did that to help your brother, that's all.
Couldn't you have found another person to be his partner?
I'll tell you why. I did it because Marilla's one of us. She'll listen to us. Do as I say.
Did you say she'll do as you say?
I mean,
don't ever talk about that woman in my presence again. Am I clear? Am I clear?
Get me a tissue, please.
I am still not quite sure what your problem is, Mr. Ali Magam.
Just let us get divorced and be rid of it.
What? Be rid of what exactly?
Of myself, of this woman, of this life.
Ma'am, can you please tell me what is going on over here?
Well, we both had a restaurant which we ran together. One day I got carried away and I just called a spade, that's all.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Just let us get divorced. It's no use. We've agreed to go our separate ways. Just let us do it.
Why are you in such a hurry? Be a little patient. What happened? How did you come to all of this? There's absolutely nothing written in your file.
Well, I had an interview on the television and
live interview that was broadcast all over the country. And it was repeated twice. Once the day after, and then 3 days later. From what I've heard, the head of IRIB has ordered them to show it again because people have asked for it. Nonsense.
Whatever. Anyway, in that show, I said that I'm the manager of the restaurant, and it didn't go down well with him.
Is that all?
Excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am. If your husband says that he's the only one who matters, wouldn't you take offense?
Why would he say that exactly? For what reason?
Just let us get divorced and get out of here.
Does it make a difference who the manager is? Can't you both be managers of the restaurant?
No. As long as both make decisions, it's okay. But when this lady...
Sit down, please. Look. I understand. But what you need to know is that...
Why did she have an interview without my permission? A live interview that was broadcast all over the country.
Ma'am, what did you say?
Nothing! They asked me who the manager was and I said...
Me, that is her. And that I'm not worth a damn. I mean, she said that I'm not worth a damn.
Did you say that he...
I didn't! When did I say that?
When? Everyone watched the show. Everyone in the whole country knows about it. When did I do that?
Hold on a second. Look. There are many other cases like yours here, all belonging to couples like yourselves. Like this one over here. It belongs to a couple who share a company. This one belongs to a couple who share a restaurant. This one belongs to another couple who share a pizza parlor. They all share the same problem that you guys have. Who's the boss? Who cares who the manager is? It's about respect.
Ask him.
You know what, ma'am? There's an old saying, two kings cannot rule over one country. It's not really about management. It's about who's the boss.
You're fighting over a title? You fell in love and got married and lived a long life together. If you want, you can...
We just can't!
You're angry at each other right now. I'll give you one
month. He wants to get divorced and so do I. Let's just do it and get it over with.
This is no place for getting divorced. You have to go somewhere else for that. As I said, put aside your quarrel for just 1 month. Don't let your emotions run away with you. You can even perhaps change places or let the other person become the manager and... Excuse me. Yes? Yes, I will be over there in just a moment. I'm sorry, it's urgent. Excuse me. I'll be back in just a moment. Please calmly reconsider your problem just one more time.
What are you talking about? Calmly?
Tea?
No, sir.
Tea?
What?
Do you want me to lose my temper?
Tell me something. Why do you lose your temper so easily these days, Mr. Ali Magam?
You're asking why? The day of your interview, when I asked you where you were going, why did you sidestep my question saying that it was a surprise?
Because I didn't know that I need to get your written permission for a simple TV interview. That's why.
Well, you should have told me, shouldn't you? But you didn't. Why? Because you knew you were going to make trouble. Tell me the truth. Was that your way of getting rid of me?
Stop talking nonsense, Akbar. Why do you keep saying whatever comes to your mind? I can't keep silent anymore.
Is there anything left to say? How about giving me a slap? Excuse me, ma'am. I don't have time to come to the court every day. Let's get this over with.
Come back next month, okay?
Aren't you going to say anything?
What can I say?
That we've both agreed to separate.
But Mr. Ali Magam...
He's right. We're separating with mutual agreement. Neither of us wants to get back together. You know what? I don't...
But I'm sorry, Mrs. Ali Magam.
Call me Mrs. Kerkaw.
Ma'am, please let us get divorced.
I cannot.
You can't?
No.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye to you, too.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hi.
Hello.
Tell that architect that if I ever see him again, I'll kill him. Get out of the way. Like this. Why are you staring at me? Get back to work.
Just as things were starting to look brighter, we hit a wall. There's no stopping Akbar anymore. He sent a message and warned Marilla and Homan to stay away from the restaurant. I'm afraid. I think he's really upset. I wish he would shout. I wish he would make a scene. Then he would get everything off his chest and stop brooding. But it's different now. I'm starting to believe that it's better to die a single man than to live like them. As that girl put it in her famous movie, love means never having to say you're sorry.